Welcome to Real Estate and You. Folks, we got a good one for you. We got the amazing Pat Strong, and we got some really, really good information. We're going to follow up on some forums for you, so stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
Good. You know what I want to tell people before we get started?
What's that?
Because they don't get to hear all of our story if they watch us on Facebook.
Right.
If you go to sallison.com in about 10 days after you see this, you can see the whole show. When Pat talks about it and explains all the forums, you can see the whole thing. Or listen, you can't see it. I told you wrong. You can hear the whole thing on sallison.com. So, but Pat, you know what? We had such a great response. I mean, amazing response. We just brought up the forum on appraisals.
We did.
I mean, I got a huge response. Even back here in town, I think we're going to do a little mini program here, kind of explain it here in San Angelo. Now, you got a great response from all over Texas, didn't you?
I did. I got lost because it's a new form and everybody's excited and the consumers just don't know about it and need to know about it. And some agents are just still like, well, how do I use this form?
Well, I think I know how to use it, but I have some questions too. I have a problem with it. We just one little blank. But can we do this, if you don't mind? Can we start with, and we have the form, let's start with the first, there's one, two, three blanks or paragraphs. Let's go to paragraph one, two, and three. And would you mind explaining each paragraph and when you'd want to use each one? And then we get to paragraph three. I want to tell you why I have a little heartburn.
Okay. Well, first of all, do you think we ought to tell them or it's a secret what kind of form we're talking about?
I guess we should go ahead and tell them that. We're talking about when you do a conventional loan.
Right.
And especially when you're putting 20% down. Okay. That's when you really want to use this. And you're buying a house, not FHA or VA, and you're getting an appraisal done.
Absolutely. And so for you guys that don't know the name of the form, it's kind of hard to find sometime. And for the consumers listening, the name of the form is called an addendum concerning the right to terminate due to lender's appraisal. And so if I could just kind of give just a little history for a second for our listeners to know that the reason that this form came about from our commission was because of complaints. And because we had some not verbiage that was as clear. So in their wisdom from the commission, we came up with this new form for all of the realtors to use, which is to protect the consumers. And that's what the Real Estate Commission is all about, as you well know, is protecting consumers. So we came out with this. And like Scott said, absolutely, if you're putting 20% or more down, you got to be familiar with this form. Conventional loan owner. Only. So FHA, VA already is protected in the third-party financing. So you wanted to look at the paragraph. So do you mind just kind of telling them what the first one is, and then I'll explain it to them. First paragraph there says what?
Well, then you're going to put my glasses on.
Yeah, I'm going to put your glasses on. I don't really want people to see me in my glasses.
It says buyer may not terminate the contract under paragraph B2 of the third-party financing addendum if the property approval is not obtained because the opinion of value, which is the appraisal, does not satisfy lender's underwriting requirements for financing described in the addendum. If the buyer's lender reduces the amount of the loan due to the opinion value cash portion, sales automatically increases the amount of the loan reduction, which means I'm putting my 20% down,
right,
and you're just going to have to pay PMI. So you're not going to get your, that's why you put your 20% down, is because you don't want to pay the PMI insurance.
Right. People don't want to pay the private mortgage insurance because that's an additional fee onto everything else. So that's why we put 20% or more down.
If I'm representing my buyer, that's why we're putting the 20% down. And he totally does not want that check because he totally loses his whole advantage of putting 20% down.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And so first paragraph will be probably something that sellers will go, well, yay, I like that paragraph because your feet's to the fire. Your feet are to the fire.
You're going to buy the house.
You're going to buy that house, whatever. For a buyer, and we know in Texas we have such great laws that we have sellers, and sellers have protection from and advice and counsel from their agent, the listing agent, and buyers have the right to have advice and counsel as a buyer agent from a buyer agent and work with them.
And we both highly recommend that you have it that
way.
And
we do. That is just the best way for the seller. It is the best way for the buyer. Everybody has their own agent giving them advice and counsel, not legal, but advice and counsel. So it's really cool. But I think if I were a seller, Scott, the first thing I'd go to my agent is go like, yeah, I want paragraph one. Because I don't want to go down the road and then not get the buyer to buy because the appraisal came out. So I'm going to probably check one, which would then mean a smart buyer and a buyer agent go like, I'm sorry, I'm out of here because I'm not willing to. Or maybe they are willing. So if they're willing, so let's say in our market, because you've talked about our market several times here in San Angelo, is just still a great market in some price ranges more than others, correct?
It for sure is. In fact, for us right now to get several contracts quickly, over full price is common.
Exactly. You know. And so when you are the listing agent and now you have multiple offers, I think now it's going to be up to, and I want our listeners to really know this, when they choose an agent, it's going to be up to the agent to sit down and counsel with them, because now we have multiple offers. And let's say we have three offers, and one offer checked the first block, which we've talked about. The second one checked the next paragraph, which we're going to talk about next. Or for me, let's just say I'm, you know, because I'm the older generation and I'm pretty mean and bought and sold a lot. I might just go like, I want the third paragraph, which we'll talk about too. Like if it doesn't appraise, the opinion of value from the appraiser says it doesn't appraise, I want out. And so I think for sellers, they're going to have to make good choices with their agent on which paragraph, and buyer agents in multiple offers especially are going to have to say, and that's why we'll talk about the next paragraph, is like, how much would you be willing to spend more than your 20% down if the appraisal came in low? So if the appraisal, so Scott will play like you are my buyer and I'm your agent, the buyer agent, and I said, okay, Scott, so we know, because the agent told me with the seller's permission that we're in multiple offers.
Yep.
So you're going to be writing your offer. I'm here to do whatever you tell me you want to do. But we have choices to make because you're putting more, you're putting 30% down. So we really want to protect you. How much would you, if any, be willing to pay more than your down payment you're already paying? So let's say we're writing $400,000. Okay.
Okay.
And the appraisal comes in at $390,000. That's $10,000 less. And the investor says, the lender says, I don't care. Because, God, you got great assets. You're putting 30% down. So we're still going to underwrite. We're still going to make this loan.
And they will.
And they will. So the question is, you as the buyer have to decide, would you pay $10,000 more or how much more if it didn't appraise? Or would you go, that's it. All I want is it's got to appraise.
How much is Claire like? How much does my wife like the house?
Exactly. And then I love that. It's like, yeah, if the woman, if the wife, what is that little saying? If the wife is happy,
everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. So that's then you two would set and you go, okay, honey, what do you think? What of our cash would be we be willing to do? Because that might make or break if our offer was accepted or not.
Well, and I think in today's, in the marketing conditions, I think right now, like we just talked about in San Angelo right now, people are saying, you know, we've been looking for a house for over a year. We haven't seen anything. We really like this house. You know, we're willing to pay $10,000 more if we have to.
Good. And then we'll go with paragraph two.
And we go to paragraph two, and we're going to put...
exactly what you would be willing to pay.
I better put my glasses back on.
Put your glasses back on.
And it says, buyer may not terminate the contract. The third-party financing addendum, approval not obtained because the value of property does not satisfy the owner's underwriting requirement. The financing is described in addendum. Opinion value is blank, and let's say, like you said, $390
right.
or more. Buyer's lender reduces the amount, then says we're going to buy the house.
That'd be it. Right, exactly. So we have to know going in exactly how much cash would you be willing to do? Would you not be willing to go in? And you might just say, you know what? We like it a lot, but we don't like it that much. If the appraisal doesn't appraise, we want out. Then we go to paragraph three.